Foxy means sexy, more or less?
More or less.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be necessarily physically beautiful.
Right.
Okay. Any others? How about somebody who is beautiful?
A mother's daughter, probably. What I have to call.
Now, is that an expression?
Just figurative speech.
Okay. You would say she's a mother's daughter?
Right.
Really?
Brought up under mother's wing.
And that means that she's beautiful?
Well, you know, you take, you know, a girl that's beautiful, and she doesn't get out that much. You know,
oh, I see what you mean.
And she's more or less a mother's daughter. You know.
Okay. Do you have father's sons?
No.
Okay. What do you call a person who's always reading books all the time?
Bookworm.
Right, how about somebody who doesn't necessarily always read books, but he's real intelligent? Number one in the class all the time.
Smart ass.
Okay. Can a smart ass be somebody who's not intelligent then?
Right, right.
That could be just anybody.
Somebody that pops off all the time.
Yeah.
You know, with cuts and, you know, there's always a smart ass in the book.
There sure is. All right, what about a kid in school who's always playing up to the teacher and trying to...
Brown nose.
Okay. And does that apply to somebody outside of school, like some guy in his office trying to play up to the boss?
Yes.
All right, are there any other names for that? A little more nasty?
Let's see. Pet. It had to be a pet, like a teacher's pet, a boss's pet. Something like that.
How about an ass kisser?
Yeah.
That's something?
Yeah.
Does that apply to a kid in school too?
It's not really used in school, maybe. You know, after school.
Okay. Alright, what do you call grades 1 through 6? What type of school is that?
Grammar school, elementary.
And then the next one?
It would be junior high or middle school.
Is there a difference in the grades there?
Let's see, 1 through 6, and then you have 7 through 9. Or now it's just, let's see, you have 1 through 5 now in grammar school, and then you have middle school that's 6 through 8. And then you have high school, 9 through 12.
Do you think the middle school is better than a junior high?
I believe it should go back to junior highs and grammar schools.
Do you?
And high school, yes. Tells us a person. You take, like, a 7th grader, and you watch a 9th grader and try to be in that way. Right? Well, you take maybe a 7th grader with an 8th grader, they're about the same. They're only a year apart. But a 6th grader will learn more from an 8th grader, you know. I guess it has its ups and downs.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, I figure high school should be 10 through 12 because you're more of an adult then. And in the 9th grade, you're still a little young, you know.
My high school went from the 8th grade to the 5th grade. It was rough sticking a bunch of 8th graders in with seniors.
Yeah.
It was really weird. We didn't even have junior highs. Our elementary school was 1 through 7. But they're starting to do it now. Okay, what do we have over here? What kind of fence is usually found around a playground? A school playground?
Chain link.
Alright. We call the enclosed area where you play basketball or have dances.
Probably an auditorium, or in larger cases, a coliseum.
All right, but you can't play basketball in an auditorium, can you?
In some auditoriums.
I'm still looking for another part, though.
Gymnasium.
Yeah. Now, what did your high school...
Gym.
Did both of them have gyms?
Right.
Okay. What do you call the place where the toilets are in the school?
The bathroom.
Okay. Any other names for it?
Piss house. That's what we used to call them.
Piss house inside?
Piss house, yeah. That's what we used to call it. Or boys and girls bathroom.
Okay. What are some expressions for Negroes?
Let's see, blacks, spades.
Is spade a good expression?
In their eyes, it's bad.
Oh, is it?
And
they can call each other spades, yeah.
Yeah. Nigger, they don't like that. It's bad when a colored person calls another colored person a nigger. That's down. Spliff. I call a lot of them spliffs.
Splibs?
Spliff.
That's just
a pickup name. I picked it up north. That's what they call them.
Where?
North. St. Louis.
Really?
A spliff.
That's weird.
And they call you honkies. They call, you know, whites honkies, I guess, all over.
Okay. Any other names for whites?
Let me see. A honky. A white ML. A black ML. That's when you want to get down with them, you know.
Go ahead and say what that stands for.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
But, I don't call them that. I just call them bro or something like that.
Short for brother?
Right. Because we're all brothers and sisters. Should be, anyway. Shouldn't be any color difference. Shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't, but it does.
Yeah.
A lot of places. Right, what about whites who come in from the country? Like, say some guy's grown up in the country all his life, and if he came to the city, he'd really stand out.
Country boy.
Country boy?
Country boy, country girl.
How about, have you ever heard of Yahoo? Or Yahoo?